Hello and welcome to day four of Jesus Revealed, season three, where we are looking at Jesus in all of scripture, or all of scripture testifying about Jesus. We have seen from day one, we've looked at Genesis, day two, Exodus, day three, we looked at Leviticus, beg your pardon, but today we are looking at the book of Numbers. So all of these are the books, the first five books that we refer to. I think Pastor Rim did tell us, and I think Pastor A, the Pentateuch, which are the first five books of the Bible that that Moses wrote. And in today's book, in the book of Numbers, we're talking under the theme where Jesus Christ is the pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. And specifically, we are referencing the book of Numbers, chapter 9, from verse 15 to 22, where the Israelites are then being ushered in as they journey in their exodus from Egypt into the promised land by a pillar of cloud and fire by night. And we're joined by Pastor Judith, who's with us for season three again. Pastor Judith, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Zinke. It's lovely to be back.
No, it's good to have you. It's good to have you, Pastor Judith. Pastor Judith, obviously, as I've stated, we are looking at the Israelites' journey, still away from Egypt, but still journeying into. And we see God's providence in that protection, a pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. Maybe if you can just give us a bit more detail just around what was happening in this passage where the Israelites were being guided by this pillar and this fire.
All right. Thank you for that, Minister Zinkley. Okay. So we know, as you mentioned now, that they were journeying from Egypt to the promised land. Remember that God made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God said to them in Genesis 17, verse 7, I will establish my covenant with you, between you and the seed and your seed after you.
Yeah.
And God also said to Moses, I will be to you a God and you will be to me a people.
Yeah.
All right. So in this journey, God is walking with them to their promised land.
Yeah. Great. No, thanks. Thanks, Pastor Judith. And if from that context that you've built it up from, I guess, the promise of their father, Abraham, and their forefather, Jacob, as well, Isaac and Jacob. And then we then go into where they are now, where this pillar of cloud and this fire is there. What symbolism does that carry? Like, what does it mean to us? And what are we seeing here? What do they symbolize?
All right, so the symbolism of the pillar of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day is a manifestation, is a symbolism of the manifested presence of God with his people.
Mm.
So when we look at the conversation that Moses had with God previously or earlier in the book of Numbers, and even in the book of Exodus, while God was talking to Moses, Moses asked God, you didn't tell me, basically Moses said, you didn't tell me whom you're going to send with us on this journey. That's Exodus 33, 12 to 16.
Yeah.
And then in verse 14, I think God says, my presence will go with you.
Yeah.
And Moses says to God, if you don't go with us, we will not go up.
Yeah.
All right. So God, like the Bible tells us, it's Moses was a prophet that spoke to God face to face.
Yes.
So God spoke to Moses. Moses had this assurance that God was going to go with him. And then God manifested his presence through the fire, the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud by day and by night.
Yeah, I really like that. And I think it also, I just like how, I guess, across these books, we see God's presence manifesting in different ways. Here we see a pillar of cloud and also the fire by night, but in other places it manifests in a particular way. So it's always good to see how God's presence shows up in different ways and even points to us even in this present time. But when we bring it then, because of the series that we're in, where Jesus is revealed mm-hmm. in scripture. How then do we see Jesus become this pillar of cloud by day and fire by night? What's the connection there?
So when I was studying this, I almost also got caught up with the word pillar, the pillar of fire mm-hmm. and the pillar of cloud. But remember, those are only symbolisms.
Yes.
Okay. Although they were really there. The cloud was there by day. Yes, the fire was there by night. The people could see it and the people could feel it.
Yeah.
I believe the people could feel it. All right. So the presence of God, that is what came to me. The manifested presence of God.
Mm.
So these symbolisms was the manifested presence of God showing the people of Israel that I am with you, but it also showed the other nations that this people are different.
Yeah.
They are set apart. Their God actually travels with them. He journeys with them. And Jesus, also, if I can just mention when Moses spoke to God and God said to him, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In the New Testament, Jesus says, in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So Jesus is speaking the same words that God spoke to Moses. God said, I will give you rest.
Yeah,
Jesus said, I will give you rest.
Yes,
so there are no two gods. This is the same God that's in the Old Testament that Jesus is representing in the Old Testament mm-hmm. and manifesting in the New Testament as well.
I really like that, Pastor Judith, because I think as you were speaking as well, I'm also thinking about another name that Jesus was called, which is Emmanuel.
Yes,
which is God is with us.
Yes.
And that was him being prophesied to us, to the believers in this age. And I think this is an opportune time for us to then swing into, as I've been asking all the guests that have been here up until this point, just around the present time or the significance in this age of this image of Jesus as this pillar of cloud and pillar of fire.
Mm-hmm.
You've said that all of these just symbolizes God's presence
mm-hmm.
or Emmanuel.
Manifested presence.
And manifested presence in our lives. So that image then, and what is that? What is the significance of viewing Jesus as that manifested presence, as you've indicated?
All right. So Jesus in the New Testament, Jesus said to his disciples, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
Yeah.
All right. So in the Old Testament, when they saw the pillar of fire and cloud, they knew the Father. They knew God was there. They didn't know him then as our Father.
Mm.
We know that Jesus came to introduce God as our Father. And he said to his disciples, when you see me, you've seen the Father as well. So the most critical aspect of Jesus becoming the pillar is when he hangs on the cross.
Mm.
So when I look at the picture of the pillar, all right, the fire is said to have been vertical over the tabernacle, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fire that was so big that the whole nation of Israel could see that. They were millions of people, all right? So the whole nation of Israel could see. So this wasn't a little fire. It wasn't a candle that was lit.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a huge fire that the whole nation could see. So they knew when to settle, when to remain, mm-hmm. and when to pack up and go.
Mm-hmm.
Because when
mm-hmm.
the fire moved, they had to move. When the cloud moved, the same with the cloud as well. The cloud was a big cloud because the whole nation had to see. Because Moses didn't make announcements. Okay, time to pack up now. They had to look at the cloud. They had to look at the fire themselves. They also knew that when the fire or the cloud came down and settled there, that God was speaking to Moses.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So what I want to bring out here is what the picture that I saw, because I think in pictures.
Okay.
The fire was vertical.
Yes.
And the cloud is described a cloud, can be different shapes,
mm-hmm.
all right? So one of the shapes that caught my attention is a cloud can be the shape of a sheet.
Okay.
A sheet that covers, All right? Yeah. The Bible does say when the cloud came down, the cloud covered the tabernacle.
Yes,
so it was
yes.
a sheet over the tabernacle, all right? And a sheet is vertical. So the picture I saw of the fire in the cloud was the cross.
Interesting.
That the fire directly connects God to God.
Yeah.
And the cloud connects God to men.
Yeah.
He's our covering and he's our fire.
Wow.
He's our protection. And that is what Jesus came to represent in the New Testament. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing that is written in the Bible is just written there to make the pages full.
Amen. That's very true. That's very true, Pastor Judith. And that is, sure, that's an incredible image. I actually never thought about it in that way of seeing that image of the cross and just bringing it into us within us as believers right now who are still holding on to this manifest presence of God, which is Jesus Christ. So, Pastor Judith, if we can maybe just walk away from this discussion about the manifest presence of God. And it how I'm also thinking about it, especially when I think about that name Emmanuel and even just that imagery that you've given us, there's a certain level of assurance then that us even believers now can hold on to because he is with us.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. I'm glad you said that because remember, the fire and the cloud couldn't be touched.
Yeah.
It could be seen, I believe it could be, I think I said it earlier, could be felt as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But Jesus can be touched.
Yeah.
And we know that the woman with the issue of blood, when she came to Jesus, she said, if I could just touch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Mm. That Jesus is not distant from us.
Yeah.
Jesus can be touched.
Hmm.
And the Bible says that when Jesus saw the people, he saw them as the lost sheep of Israel.
Yeah.
And the Bible said that he had compassion on them because they were like a sheep without a shepherd.
Yeah.
And Jesus represents himself to Israel in the New Testament as the shepherd,
yeah.
as God with us, Emmanuel, God with us.
Yeah.
We must also know that from the time that they traveled or they journeyed through the wilderness, God never left them. That manifested presence of God never left them until they came into the promised land.
Yeah. Yeah.
But with Jesus, Jesus never leaves us.
Amen.
He is not going to leave us even when we are in the promised land. He says, I go to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you can be too.
Yeah.
So we can see in this picture that God's desire was always to dwell with men. God loves us so much. I mean, just to dwell with us all the time. Jesus came in the form of man to come and dwell with us, physically dwell with us.
Yes.
I mean, people touched him. They saw him. You know, they ate with him. His disciples moved around with him. And that is the picture that we can have of Jesus because he came and identified. That is why we are able to identify with Jesus because he became man,
God in the flesh. I love that. Pastor Judith, let's wrap this up. And thank you so much for saying this. And I think as you were speaking, I'm thinking about the last words of Jesus as he gave the Great Commission to his disciples. And his last words, I think, was, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
Yes.
And we bless God for that.
Yes.
And so, Pastor Judith, thank you so much for your time. It's always good to see you, always good to have you. Hopefully we'll see you again. But for now, God bless you and thank you so much.
Thank you for having
me. And thank you again to everyone that has been with us in day four. We've got about 36 more days to go, 36 more episodes to go where we will see Jesus. I pray that you can follow us in terms of the books that we've been going through, the passages that we've been going through. And man, if Jesus has been revealed to you in the book of Numbers today, please type it up into the chat box. Talk to us, ask us questions. We'd be more than happy to field those questions for you and answer you. and for you then to see Jesus in the passage and the various passages that we are going to walk through or have walked through as well. You can like us, you can follow us on our various social media pages, on YouTube, on Facebook. You can also find us on our podcast channels within Apple, Google, or even Spotify. You can find us on all platforms. Follow us, like us, and let's get these conversations going and let Jesus be revealed more and more. God bless you.